This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
On TV.
It's brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and...
Come get some!
Yeah! Cheer!
I'd like to start off ENN tonight
by saying
good evening to Michael and Don.
This team is going to go as far as the bats take them. Would you agree with that? Bullpen's not great.
No.
You don't agree with that?
No.
Good evening to Don.
Listen, if it wasn't for Otani, I'd probably be dead.
I was taken out of context, but
what drops are.
Yeah, you know. No, no.
Good evening to Don.
Sunday, we're going to see Bluey.
That was not out of context.
No, that is true. And it's good. Bluey's great. Your kids might be a little too old for it.
Yeah, they're not into
terrific.
Bluey. No.
Terrific stuff.
Good evening to Don.
Cuts his hair with a shoe.
So, Michael, you and I had a virtually clean day today.
There's what? Nothing that we have?
Yeah.
Wow.
We did well.
Somebody must have bought votes because it's down to like, it's almost 50-50 now with me and Jordan in the GOAT madness.
You think Jordan bought votes? He doesn't want to lose to you?
No, I think you bought votes, so
no,
I lose.
No, not me.
I was up by, it was 70-30 this morning.
Don, don't you think it invalidates the whole thing if you beat Michael Jordan?
Everything he's done invalidates the whole
Michael
thing.
Jackson, Madonna, that's good. That's
and Tom
okay.
Brady.
And Tom Brady.
And Wayne Gretzky.
You know what? You know, he, and by the way, there's a lot of votes today. Someone went looking for votes.
Yeah, because it's over, it's 1,774 votes. It's now 50-50.
And weren't the votes for this significantly lower for the other round? So something happened here.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody bought votes. And it certainly wasn't Michael Jordan.
Are you sure of that?
How cool would that be that Michael had to buy votes to beat me?
Well, no, the cooler part would be...
That'd be cooler than beating him.
The cooler part would be that he cares that much. He's that... Because everyone knows
how
competitive
he
George is.
He is unbelievably competitive. If he knew this was going on, I wouldn't put it past him.
I don't think he'd buy votes, but I think it'd bother him.
Tiger's currently even through seven.
Oh, he lost a stroke.
No one asked.
He's even through seven. But I'm not giving up.
Who's leading?
That would be Bryson still. Mr. DeChambeau... Mm-hmm. 7 under.
Yeah, Scotty Scheffler.
6 under.
He kind of broke into a little sling blade, Billy
Bob
Thornton.
It's supposed to be my Mike Francesa, but it runs
awful.
Runs right up against New York. How's that?
I like those French fried potatoes. I like them New York Yankees baseball.
New York.
New York.
You know, speaking of New York Yankee baseball, they've got to somehow advertise it more. I must have gotten three or four texts from friends during the game.
You know what? I don't know.
Where's the game?
You know what? I don't know.
And also, how hard is it to figure out? If it's not on Yes,
thank you.
And if it's not a Friday, it's got to be on Prime.
Here's your options, okay? If you turn on Yes, it's not on Yes.
Right. It's not on Channel 11.
All right, you know what? There's no more 11.
Right.
So maybe ESPN picked it up. Okay, ESPN didn't pick it up. Maybe I'll go to FS1. Then after that...
FS1? When are they ever
They do.
But there's no exclusivity other than Apple TV Plus and ESPN on Sunday. It's got to be on Prime if it's not on Yes. How do you not figure that out?
It isn't bothering you. Come on, what are you, the TV guy?
And you know what? Answered everyone.
Because
Prime.
Because you're a mensch. You're a nice person.
They send
person.
A hot bag of crap.
Apparently, I was reading somewhere that the Peacock may tap out.
I heard. But they still want to keep that morning game on Sunday.
MLB does.
Yeah, and they're going to sell it to somebody else.
Screw you, Prime.
You know what we haven't played today?
Monopoly.
Chutes and Ladder.
Candyland.
You really
risk.
This was one of those situations where you really got to stop on Monopoly, and that was all you needed.
Yeah, but you know, it was just fun. Well, it became a game between Michael and myself.
Right, who come up with the next game?
Life,
love life.
Life is
great
good.
Game.
Career. You ever play careers?
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. It's a great game. Where you put down on a sheet of paper what you want to do in your career. I always put rich.
That's not a career. Aaron,
we worked out, Michael.
Yeah, he did it. Aaron Rodgers was on the I Can Fly pod.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
What's whose pod is that, Anthony?
I believe it involves planes.
Seriously?
No, I don't know whose podcast
it is. Who's the guy saying, I believe I can fly?
It's not with R. Kelly.
No.
That would be a different podcast. Held in a jail cell.
Right.
Well, doesn't...
Aaron Rodgers go to jail?
No. I'm going to leave it out because I might say something wrong.
Yeah, you should back on it.
Aaron Rodgers pee? Yes, he does.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Oh, darn. Here's Aaron Rodgers.
Too soon?
On the I Can Fly pod. This is him talking about the VP consideration of RFK.
That's what I feel like Bobby can give us, is that hope that life can be different. And just the fact that I was mentioned, you know, I'm sure people were like, oh, he has no, you know, political experience. How's that worked out so far? How's that worked out in our government? All these bums who've been in government forever, who are insider trading like crazy, lining their pockets during their terms and post-career. How's that working out?
Good stuff, Aaron. You're so knowledgeable. Let's go for Aaron Rodgers back on the pod. He's still not over the injury from last season, mentally, emotionally.
Did a darkness retreat. I came out of the darkness, and basically my time in Green Bay was up. I did ayahuasca, and then a week later I got traded to the Jets. And I have this incredible off-season experience in a new city, in a new town, with new teammates, a new organization, an owner for the first time, and really falling back in love with the game that I first fell in love with when I was 5 years old. And it was absolutely beautiful and special and deep and rich and yummy and just... incredible. And then one of the most heartbreaking nights of my life, when I played four plays. Talk about an ego death. That's what it was.
I really got nothing. I mean, I'm not going to spend 2024 bashing this self-important guy. It must hurt his head to be that smart.
I'm angry that my friend Mr. C died yesterday, the biggest Jets fan I've ever known, and his season was completely... His last season with his team was spent completely in the garbage because they had no plan in case that happened.
The only thing they said that was that I say, well, I can understand that. It was devastating.
No, I certainly understand why you'd be upset by it. But like, I guess what the only thing in that
No one uses the word yummy except me describing Rick.
Rick, exactly.
Which is just as disturbing.
But the starting yummy. The conversation with, you know. So I'm doing ayahuasca. It's like, in one sense, I appreciate his honesty. In another sense, it's like, no, man, you know, I don't know that you have to be saying that in every conversation. I'm sorry.
Because it makes him cooler than all of us. The darkness retreat,
The pooping on himself after the ayahuasca.
He is cooler and more evolved than us. And he likes to remind us. And you know what? I'm glad he does. I'm glad that every single time he opens his mouth, I know I'm a lot different than Aaron Rodgers.
I have two more clips. One's 35 seconds. One is 19 seconds. Over under on nozzly things he says that makes us all sort of cringe.
Two.
I'm putting it at 1.5.
I'm over.
You want to go over, Don?
Over.
You're both going over 1.5. There's only 54 seconds left
to play.
We can do that. He can do that in 10 seconds.
We'll get a bell. Right, who's the judge?
Let me find my ding. What page is my ding
Excuse
on?
Excuse me.
Add it to the list.
That's the winner next year.
Put it on the ENN audio page.
K Elements, the blue one.
Just put it on ENN audio for me if you don't mind. Here we go. I found my ding. Here we go. Aaron Rodgers on the I Can Fly pod.
I was heartbroken on September 11th in the locker room thinking my career might be over. Mm. And that's how I'm going to go out. After all the beauty in the summer and Hard Knocks and a new team and just being in New Jersey and the excitement, talking with our amazing fan base and just feeling just the energy and the momentum building. And then that. I look back now and so much changed in my life for the better. And I often have a hard time with people who say, everything happens for a reason. Just got to trust it. Sometimes I call bullshit on that.
Yeah.
Part of it is the ego wanting things to just be a little bit easier sometimes.
Yeah, nothing. That was all legitimate.
You guys are down to 19 seconds, and you need two here to get a win. Let's see. Here it is. This is a little bit more of A-Raj.
So much happened in my life the last 6 months that never would have happened had I been healthy. I wish things had been different for myself, for the organization, for our fans, for so many players I love playing with. But I'm also very grateful for the many lessons and the, once again, the ego death. And the phoenix rising from the ashes, a better version of myself.
I think he might have caught two. A second ego death and a phoenix rising at the end.
That was last minute.
Now, Anthony, conspicuously absent is the John quote. Are we staying away from that or what?
Well, I don't know if that was. I have what's in our system.
Okay.
Oh, see, well, that's not an answer.
So he speculated that JFK Jr.
Yeah.
was taken out. The plane crash wasn't an accident.
Right.
I want to hear it again. I that's what I heard earlier, so it had to be somewhere.
I'd love to go.
And he also implied that right now RFK Jr. is in danger. Him running for president, he's in danger, implying that a similar fate may be awaiting Robert. Because of what happened to his dad, what happened to his uncle,
what happened to his cousin. Are going to take out Robert Kennedy because they're scared of him getting 0.5% in the election? I mean, what's the...
Well, I think they're scared of him tilting the election one way or the other.
Oh, so Michael, you also believe that...
I don't believe anything. I have no belief system.
You have a hunch, though.
No, I don't even have a hunch.
But you've given us a reason why he should be scared.
No, I mean, any public figure that doesn't have security and they're not giving him Secret Service protection, I guess you have to be concerned if you're him, especially with his family's history.
It's interesting because it's not like anything Roger said there politically was like super out there risky, you know, saying that
honestly,
you don't love the
he's nozzle
what we have. But at the same time,
he's supporting his guy. Listen, is he really any different? Let's be honest here. It's odd because it's an independent and it's a guy that's not going to win. But is it any different than somebody that's supporting Biden or supporting Trump? My candidate can make things better. We're in a bad place right now. The other politicians are crooked.
No.
It's no different. He's throwing support to his guy.
No. It's just interesting. So real quick, you have a problem with the same old of government. These career politicians, so you're going to support the fine, granted the very weird version, but a member of the most decorated political family in the history of our country.
Right.
Not exactly. You didn't exactly go find someone out of nowhere.
I did.
His name is Robert Kennedy.
But it just shows you how sometimes he is very smart, because he did say today, going back to JFK. Meaning after JFK was killed, that's when it all went apart. See?
I was fine up till then.
But, you know,
so
Ted was in Senate.
He didn't like LBJ.
Not an LBJ
didn't
guy.
Didn't like Nixon.
No.
Didn't like Reagan. Didn't like Jimmy.
You skipped Gerald.
Didn't like Gerald. No. Didn't like Jimmy.
What's up, baby? You good?
Didn't like Ronnie. Didn't like
George,
Barack,
GHW.
George and George didn't
George,
like them.
No.
And didn't like Trump and doesn't
By
like
the way,
Biden.
What's his, I'm curious. I want to hear, you know, I want to hear him open up a little bit more on Barack. Why he's so anti-Barack?
Well, because, again, he's very strategic. I have answers for you.
Because he's never said that. I haven't heard
he
him
doesn't
go on,
like the two-party system.
So he'll just chalk it up to that. Because didn't he, was the word he used to call them all? Hacks, or they're all bums?
I think he said bums. But he doesn't like the whole, you know,
bleeping bums. You know what? I want to see him say it to Barack's face. That's what I like. And by the way, Barack, a football fan. I want to see that conversation. I don't think he'd say it.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Let's hear from Jeremy Schapp, who I love getting perspective on big sports stories like the passing of O.J. Simpson. Here's an interesting story, Michael. Jeremy Schapp was on with Greeny telling a story about Jim Brown's thoughts on O.J. Simpson.
Okay.
I'll never forget this. Maybe just a few days after the murders took place, I was out in Los Angeles covering, you know, the story, the investigation, the arrest, the chase, the murders, all that. And I was working with Andrea Kramer, the longtime ESPN reporter, and we went to Jim Brown's house to interview Jim Brown about O.J. Simpson. And I remember sitting down across from Jim, and Jim said, you know, I don't remember the exact words verbatim, but he said words to the effect of pointing at the camera, is that thing on? And I indicated him, yes, we're rolling. And he looked right into the camera, past me, past Andrea, and said, OJ, once in your life, be a man and admit what you did. And that's a pretty loaded statement, right? And I don't think we used it. It might have been too prejudicial, too presumptive, however you want to characterize it. But it gives you a sense of how Jim Brown felt about O.J. Simpson. And Jim Brown was far from an angel, as we know as well.
Mm. Interesting.
Well, Jose Canseco has rung in.
Okay. No less credible a figure.
Hey, he was right about the steroids.
He said O.J. Simpson was a murderer. His death should not be glorified. Jose Canseco
yep. said that.
Two-line tweet.
Jose, but remember, he took that fly ball right off the top of his head.
You don't think he's recovered? That was like 1989.
Don, you don't know the effects of a head trauma like that.
Well,
could be so many things. Hey, let's ask Mel Kiper a question. I don't know if you guys know, the draft is rapidly approaching.
Yeah, I'm hearing that.
And Mel Kiper Jr. was on a DNR. Will the Giants take a QB somewhere in this draft?
It seems like it. Personally, I get it. I like Daniel Jones. And I always have. You guys know that. You got to give guys some help. That's why I always said taking a quarterback at 6, well, you're hanging Daniel Jones out to dry. You're basically doing what the New England Patriots did to Mac Jones. I guess the Joneses just can't turn do very good here. They did it with David Carr in Houston. You can't forget about your quarterback, guys. They're not Superman. So these teams want to blame the quarterback and cut the quarterback, move on from the quarterback. Everybody wants to rip the quarterback. Quarterbacks might be as good as the players around them. So if you're going to put an offensive line that can't protect, their old lay block, and you can't let the big time receiver. They haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since 2018. They haven't had any pass plays, explosive pass plays, since Daniel Jones came in. Why? Because they don't have any receivers that can be explosive. So that's why I gave them the most explosive receiver in this draft, which is Malik Nabers.
I'll tell you what, I give Mel credit. He continues to bang the drum for Daniel Jones.
He's been pretty consistent.
Yeah. He's been on with us, he says it. It's the Giants' fault. But there are quarterbacks that don't have much protection, and they're much better than Daniel Jones.
But, you know, there's a combination of no protection and no weapons. Now, we'll see if one wide receiver, a rookie at that, is going to change things. But, Michael, if they don't like any of these quarterbacks, and they're paying Daniel Jones $40 million this year, and they think that a great wide receiver like Nabers can change the narrative, and you redo the offensive line, isn't that better than drafting a quarterback you really don't like just for the sake of, hey, we picked a quarterback?
Of course. Of course it does. Is Malik Nabers any relation to Jim Nabers?
Well, he's decided to spell it differently.
Oh, okay.
So I would think no.
Maybe Tigers currently even through 7.
That's a stroke.
No one asked.
But you know what we haven't played today?
Monopoly.
Let me find my ding. What page is my ding
Excuse
on?
Excuse me?
I found my ding.
Were you bored? You didn't like our conversation?
I was just updating everyone with everything that's happened so far.
Hmm. So, like, highlights.
I mean, I felt like the Nabers conversation worked its way out. We were done with it now. He said related to Nabers. You said spelled differently.
Do you even know who Jim Nabers is?
He's
unbelievable. Jim we're living Nabers. In different worlds.
He's Gomer Pyle.
I was going to say he's an actor.
Well, he's not quite like Cary Grant. He's Gomer Pyle.
He had a great voice.
Gomer Pyle was an impactful character.
Do you remember Me, Myself, and Irene?
Sure.
When they were looking at him singing at the campfire. Listen to that voice!
Yeah,
that's Gomer Pyle!
He sang the national anthem at Indy 500, right?
No, he would sing, the Indiana song. Back home in Indiana, he'd always sing that to get things started for the Indianapolis 500.
I'm glad we covered that today. Hey,
he doesn't know Jim Nabers. That's crazy.
I now remember, and okay. I certainly remember. That's Gomer Pyle. How happy Jimmy Carrey was pointing out to his kids who are not his kids.
Watch Richard Pryor.
Okay. Tom Brady was on the Deep Cut Pod, and Michael, you all right?
Just wandered off.
Michael just we lost him mid-show.
This is very odd, ENN. I love every second of it.
Tom Brady was on the Deep Cut Pod, and he had some thoughts on Josh Allen and his future.
next quarterback to win a Super Bowl that hasn't won yet?
I like Josh Allen a lot. I think he's, I'd pick Josh.
Josh?
Yeah. I like Josh a lot as a guy, as a leader. But, you know, he's got to get past the Chiefs, and that's hard because Patrick's incredible in the way he leads that team.
Now, real quick, so that's the warm-up conversation about Josh
Allen. So Tom didn't get worried about the Stephon Diggs trade?
He's not as worried as everyone else is. But Tom Brady, also on the Deep Cut pod, are you completely writing off a comeback one day, Tom?
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs, offense is great.
Patriots,
somebody,
Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down, would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know, I'm always going to be in good shape, always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
That's whose pod is the Deep Cut pod?
Nobody's answering your question.
No,
I think it's right next to the I Can Fly pod.
It's I can't even do it. But that's, you know, pretty. That was a pretty much a resounding yeah. I'm down to come back. As far as I could tell,
Fox must be thrilled.
I mean,
they're trying to plan their.
By the way, they deserve what they get with the money they throw at these guys to call games that you could have Bear and Rocky. If they announced that Bear and Rocky were going to be the number one team on Fox next season, and all Rocky did was cough for 3.5 hours, it would make no difference for ratings.
They never paid attention to our comments about Here Comes Football.
I know. They should have listened to you guys. And Michael, with that bat, Michael's holding a, I'd say, 5.5 foot high bat.
Let's see, I'm 6'4".
I nailed it, I think. Maybe, 5.5 feet, Don?
Not five.
5 feet. Don, Michael's holding a 5 foot bat with an American flag grip on it.
Now, there's a story behind it.
You could hold that up, and you could do a Here Comes Baseball intro.
And this was in this garbage bin outside. And I said, I'm taking this home. This will look great in my office. Now, I want to see if they let me leave the building with it.
Of course they will.
No. If you have, if I just took a TV, they'd stop me. But this was in the garbage.
That's not a TV. You're going to walk out with that no problem. You kidding me?
And if they try to come at you, you got one of the biggest bats I've ever seen.
Excuse me?
Thank you.
That'll do it for ENN. Brought to you by Security Dodge Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com. During their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event and Ram Truck Month.
Never heard an ENN as odd as this one, and it was fantastic.
So do you have anything to do with the Rangers coming up?
Pre and post.
Oh, all right, good.
I'm going to do the pre on 10:50 because the Knicks are on 98.7.
Right.
And I'm going to, like a gentleman, get on the subway, go to MSG, go to the street.
Oh, that's right. You were in a sport coat today.
Eat some delicious Korean barbecue wings.
Yeah, I like those wings.
And a burger. Very underrated.
The burgers
burger.
Are great.
Yeah, they really know what they're
doing. They're almost Weep-worthy.
They didn't have them last time I was there.
You know, really? they took away Weep-worthy chicken fingers and they put a burger in.
They added the Weep-worthy burger.
Is it Pat LaFrieda or is that the Mets that have Pat LaFrieda?
Pat Morita.
No, not Pat Morita. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbye. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Big show tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.